What's absolutely amazing about the day of Pentecost is the way in which the Holy Spirit just completely changed people's lives, turned them upside down, gave them strength and courage when they lacked it, and made people understand when they didn't appear to be understanding about what was going on. And the way in which Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, tries to tell that story, he tries to say it seemed like, this is what it appeared to be like on that day. So we all need a tongue of flame, first of all. So I'm going to give you a few of these. Will you pass those? Take one and pass them back. Thank you. So if you'd like to take one and pass them back as well, that'd be great. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to do the same, that'd be very good as well. Thank you. Now, on the day of Pentecost, this would have happened a bit more supernaturally. You do understand that, don't you? I wouldn't have had to have walked around and do this. Or would I? Who knows? There you go. It's one for you as well. Lots of words on this tongue of flame. So Luke was writing, he was trying to describe what happened. They were all gathered in one place, and a mighty wind from heaven was blowing around the place. And he says it appeared as if, it looked like tongues of flame touched the tops of their heads. You need to do that right now. Just like, okay. Because that's what appeared to be happening. And thank you. And we're told that when that happened, the Spirit enabled them to speak in other languages, because they had people from all over the known world at that point. And we heard Charles's rendition. He managed to read all those names beautifully. Well done, Charles. And they were amazed, because not only were the disciples who'd never learnt these languages able to speak them, but actually the people who'd come from these various countries thought, isn't that amazing? We are hearing them praising God in our own tongue. And it says something, doesn't it, really? That's the way God wanted to work. He wanted, first of all, to make sure that people heard the good news. And he didn't want anything to get in the way of that. So he gave the disciples, the apostles, a language which others could understand and hear. Now, just occasionally, you hear about that today. People will be at a service and a language will be given to somebody else to speak that they've not learned, maybe French or German or whatever it is. Do we have any German speakers here today?
Yes.
Oh, we have one. Ah. And Hedy. There you are, I see. And sometimes people who came from Germany would be in the congregation, and the Lord would give the language to someone who only ever learned to speak English. But they spoke a word in German for the encouragement of the person who was there. Isn't that amazing? That God has all that in hand and he wants to encourage people. So he gives these languages of tongues. But that's amazing. So when the Spirit came and touched the top of their heads, thus. Okay, that's what it seemed like to those who were present that day. It was an extraordinary experience, something that changed their life. And you know, today people, they look for life-changing and empowering experiences, but they don't look to God. Now, why is that? People look to all sorts of other things before, first of all, turning to a mighty God who is powerful in word and in deed. And when his Holy Spirit touches people's lives, he changes them absolutely and completely. And then Peter, who had been frightened up to this point, was suddenly empowered to preach. And what an opening to his first sermon. These men aren't drunk. Which is what it must have looked like. They must have looked as if they were drunk. A bit wobbly, you hear that happening sometimes when God's power touches people, but also saying things that just didn't seem quite right. It seemed like this. Well, Peter, as he goes on, he refers to a prophecy, and he says, this is what's going to happen in the last days. I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. We're all flesh. Sons and daughters, men and women, people of all ages. It says here, sons and daughters will prophesy, young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I only dream now, which means I must have aged a bit. I'm not offering great dreams, but anyway. But when I came to Budok, which is 17 years ago this year, the Lord gave me a vision for this church. And some of you will have heard it. Some of you won't, because you haven't been here all the time. But he gave me a vision of a basket of ripe fruit. And it was a lovely fruit basket full of all kinds of amazing fruit. And it's what I spoke out here years ago. And I believe the fruit represents the people's lives and what God would do with them as they open their lives to him. And I sense that's exactly what's been happening over the years. People have come, God has filled them, give them visions to do things. Most recently, Message Church and Filling Station. And we're looking now towards Open the Book and visiting. And we did Walk Cornwall and all those kinds of amazing things. And I think that's God-inspired stuff. And we need very much to be open to all that God has for us. And God has some amazing things in mind for us. But the Spirit isn't just about that. And some of the words on this tongue of fire here, slightly out of focus, but there it is. We heard in our reading that he came to be a comforter, but also a challenger. Jesus said, I will send someone who will comfort you and who will be within you. We heard Pete speak just a week or two ago that there used to be a separation between man and God, but now there's not, because God has taken up residence in the hearts of human beings. He lives within us now, and that's an extraordinary fact too. So he's a comforter, but also he's not just a comforter, he challenges us also. He challenges us to live our lives for him and to do things for him. He comes as a breath of wind into people's lives to change direction for us sometimes as well. Have you had any of that going on? Suddenly you think, hang on a minute, I wasn't doing this yesterday. I didn't expect to be doing this last year. Expect the wind of God to touch your life and to change you. For some of these, you're going to need the old... yeah, you are, definitely. But he comes also to help us hear what God is saying and to explain what it is that we're reading about God in Scripture. He leads us, as Marm says, into all truth. Now you take this away with you. Sometimes you might want to just pop it on your head, just as a reminder that actually when the Spirit came, that's what it seemed like to the good Dr. Luke who wrote about this. And be open to what God is wanting to do for you and through you for other people, because that's really important. And God does some amazing things. I heard a story just yesterday, and this is from Penny, and particularly the Footsteps Cafe, and it's entitled Angels. I'm just going to read out what Penny asked me to read. Now, those who don't know, Footsteps Coffee Shop is in Falmouth Town, and it's a Churches Together initiative. And this is what she writes. Angels visit us on Friday afternoon at Footsteps Coffee Shop. A middle-aged gentleman came in and sat at the back next to the window for about an hour. He ordered a coffee, had a refill during this time, and was reading all our stuff about Footsteps and our financial support to food bank, the after-school kids clubs, street pastors, and some Petrox. He must also have been listening to our conversations. Meanwhile, another man came in and ordered tea and cake and was talking to both Kathy Payne and Jean Knox, telling them that last year he was homeless and penniless, and now things were so much better. He felt better in himself and was looking for a new job. He just thanked us and all the people who'd helped him along the way. This gentleman then left. However, this was only the beginning. Another man came in and had a cream tea, and he was chatting with Kathy when another young man entered who looked the worse for wear, possibly from Poland or even East European. He told the ladies that he had no money but was looking at the Bible And Jean said that she'd pay for his tea and for the Bible if he wanted it. The cream tea man told Kathy that he'd pay for the other man's cup of tea. Then the two other men got into the conversation. And after a while, they left. Now, the middle-aged man had been privy to all this, so he came to leave and put a tightly folded note on the end of the counter, away from the till, saying that he didn't want any change. When Jean picked it up and unfolded it, it was a £50 note. Whoa. He'd disappeared, just as he'd arrived. We all believe that these men were angels because we know angels are all around us looking to sort things out. And we think that this was the Lord saying, yes, the footstep coffee shop people really are doing my will, and I'm supporting them. Isn't that a lovely story? Praise God. God works in extraordinary and mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And we need just to be open to some of these things. And for some of you today, you may not have heard much about the Holy Spirit, but he brings energy and direction and hope and peace and all those things into our lives. And what we're going to do is just be still for a moment. We're going to hold our hands, if you don't mind, open. Nobody's looking at you, and you can close your eyes if you prefer. Just that we might receive more of God in our lives. I need more, and I suspect that you all do too. So let's be still as we ask God to touch us by his Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit of God, we pray. We pray that you would pour out your gifts upon your church again today, giving thanks for all that you have already done. But we open our lives to you today, Father, and pray that those gifts of that are mentioned in Scripture, the gifts of healing and teaching, of administration and hospitality, even the gifts of tongues and whatever is needed, Lord, to build up your church in this place, we pray that you will make us open to receive those things. Not to bring glory to ourselves, but to your holy name. Come as a mighty wind amongst us right now. Give us visions and dreams and thoughts for the future, that we might live with you and do and the things that we might do for you.